Don't Waste Your Isolation was a series I originally wrote to encourage our church during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. We were unable to gather for corporate worship, practicing social distancing, and experiencing different levels of personal isolation. It is our prayer that it will be an encouragement to anyone experiencing any time of separation or isolation. This is part 12, and it is a prayer based on the scriptures. Praying through the scriptures is a wonderful tool for any believer to focus their prayers on God's word and to meditate upon his word. So this will be a reading of the scripture of Psalm 130 in parts, followed by a prayer based on those verses. A prayer for those in waiting. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. Psalm 130, 1 and 2. Father, though I know I'm not fully in the depths, I sense a bit of what they must be. I feel alone, separated, out of sorts. Nothing is as it should be, and everything seems surreal. So even though it's not the depths like Job or Jonah experienced, it's deeper than usual. Darker than usual, quieter than usual. So I cry to you, my God and my rock. I pray, O Lord, that you hear me, that my voice rises up to you, that your ears both hear and respond to my pleas for mercy. Father, on behalf of every family who has lost loved ones because of COVID-19, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and comfort. I ask, Father, that you stay the course of this virus, to have mercy upon us and slow the rate of infection. Please, God, relieve us of this plague. You are powerful and able, for you created the world with a word and hold every molecule in its place, including the coronavirus. Where else can we turn? Show us mercy, dear Lord. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared. Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. Thank you, Father, for this season in the depths, so that I might slow down and listen to your voice, that I might see more clearly my sinfulness so I can fight it, crucify it, kill it, mortify it. I do realize my sin will kill me if I don't kill it, but I also realize that now, because of Christ, I can actually fight my sin. I'm no longer captive to it, no longer under its power. Thank you, Lord, for this gift of forgiveness. As I cry to you, I realize you are a holy and righteous God, and when you mark iniquities, there is only one way we will stand, and that is on the perfect righteousness of your Son. You are a forgiving God. You are the God who can be found when called upon, and you are the only God able to forgive sins. And in light of this promise of forgiveness, I stand before you in reverence, in worship, and in awe. So it is out of the depths that I realize the darkness of my own sin, but hallelujah, Lord, I also see the forgiveness you provide. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6. Wait. I have nothing to do but wait. Social distancing has taken so many things away that used to fill my time that waiting has become regular. It is a deep waiting, Father, down to the depths of my soul. Keep me from waiting for the next news conference more than I wait for you. Help me not to hope in the president or governor rather than you. Please, Father, fill me with longing for you and your word as I wait. For my hope is found only in your word as it reveals to me the riches of your character. Spare me from hoping in princes, from waiting for the next update or podcast about our situation rather than for you, and from trying to satisfy my longing, waiting soul with anything other than you. Even as the watchman on the wall knows morning brings relief and safety, I know that because Christ is my Savior, I can wait perfectly and patiently for you to answer my pleas for mercy. You promise to hear in your time, and I will wait upon you. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Psalm 130, verses 7 and 8. I join my voice with the church of the living God and urge them all to hope only in you. We know it to be true, Father, that our only hope in the midst of a pandemic caused by a virus or the pandemic of a sin-sick and rebellious world is you and the salvation you offered through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. We must hope in you, and you alone, because your steadfast covenant love is directed towards your people, because there is an abundance of redemption with you. You have and will continue to redeem your people from all their sin. Hallelujah! So in the depths of this isolation, which threatens to get even worse, you provide the grace for me to see both my sin and its forgiveness, both my failings and your faithfulness. The depths are not so deep when I contemplate the love you showed me, your child, through Christ on the cross. Please, Father, hear my pleas for mercy. Please, arising from my redeemed, loved, hopeful, satisfied heart, asking you to act for your own glory against this virus and all of its manifestations. Keep, I pray, me and my family and my church and my neighbors healthy. But also, if I or any of your children succumbs, please remind us of your infinite mercy, even in the depths of sickness and death. For you are in the depths with us. And as the watchman knows, the morning is coming. We know your Son is soon returning to complete our redemption and free us from our battle with sin. If we die, we'll be with you, and that will be glorious. For the grace of our God has appeared, says Titus 2:11-14, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Amen.